Just thought I'd do a diary update. I'm in the woods with Poppy. It's nearly going dark. I've got her extended almond ball thrower in my hand, ready for the field when we come out, hopefully before it's dark. She's got her little blue and red flashing light on her collar. And it's the first time I've been out for 2 weeks. I've left the house and mowed the lawn once. But generally I've been pretty ill. I've just filled out a form, late but better late than never, of referral to psychotherapy. Which I've been wanting for ages, because so far my history's been being passed around between psychiatrists with diagnoses here and there, PTSD, bipolar, hints of social anxiety disorder, all sorts of little things and pieces, but a menagerie of things. And this time I went to the psychiatrist. I said to him that, frankly, you know, I'm really sick of just having my meds swapped all the time to try different things, and I feel I could make much better progress if I just stayed on the same meds for a while. I mean, these increase my core antidepressants. Been on the increased dose for a week or so. But, you know, in my eyes, I'm bound to struggle to get over depression if I'm scared to even pick up the phone to speak to anyone. I never really socialise, you know, haven't been on my game community voice comms for, I was going to say weeks, it's probably months. So I've taken a diazepam to get out today. I don't take them very often, but I promised myself I'd start to force myself out, because I figure half of the kind of agoraphobic side is a fear of nothing in particular. You know, there's nothing to actually fear. It's just like a fear of having a panic, or a fear of encountering another dog after the attack in the woods a month or so ago. Claude's been taking a lot of strain from it, having to walk her when she gets home and things, and I've been feeling really guilty, and I don't think that ever is going to help stop feeling depressed, for example. Just guilt and breeds anxiety, breeds a feeling of uselessness, and that's never going to help any depression lift. I've seen very little in the way of manic episodes of late. When I say late, I mean a few months. Almost as though the meds they've got me on now do manage that aspect, but also possibly the fact that, you know, stepping away from psychiatry for a second, that maybe that mania wasn't mania, but just glimmers of hope and ensuing excitement every time depression lifted. I don't know. But I do know that I can't just stand still and let this all be all-consuming. I already feel pretty housebound. I'm certainly not part of society, not even part of my game community these days, although I'll get back to that, you know, as in I'll work up to that again, because it's such an important part of my life, and, you know, I founded it, for fuck's sake. So don't play any competitive games. Haven't been able to cope with even the knowledge there's someone else on the other side of the screen. Just been playing, I've just been basically keeping my mind occupied by running about in Diablo 3. I don't exactly play it, more just have something that isn't thinking going on in front of my face while I listen to music and watch the days go by. Sometimes don't even listen to music, play in silence for hours and just know that at least I'm not thinking about stuff. Whenever I come out for a walk, if I'm not doing a diary note, I do tend to get a little bit more optimistic as I'm walking. just because I'm out, aren't I, and I've not been able to get out for a couple of weeks, and so that's a good thing. You know, there's a part of me that recognises that still, and when I'm not booing, I'm usually start feeling positive and then start thinking how I can reinvigorate love fresh, because more than anything, that's what I'd like to see happen, for the strength it gave me and the focus it gave me and the fact that it gives me a sensation that, you know, where do I go from here? I want to relaunch it, but I'm not well enough to. But I want it to be not for profit, because frankly, like, I could do without money for the rest of my life if it meant I got my mental health back. And I always, you know, I have really good ideas while I'm on my walk, or a few quite good ideas. Unfortunately, none as feelingly inspirational as the ones I've had in the past when I was well, but, you know, I'm not well, so I've got to grab onto the things that I feel are positives. I haven't written it off, which is something that I take as a positive, and a sign that even in my low state, I can believe in it. And that's how much belief I've got in it. A recognition that possibly I didn't communicate the proper message of Love Fresh to enough people to get smallholders and producers on side as well as I could have. Full in the knowledge that things like a partnership with River Cottage might have happened when I went to see them if I hadn't tried to sound like we had a business plan, because frankly, every time someone says write a business plan, my overriding thought is business. This is about empowering food producers and giving them a more level playing field, so they don't feel that they're at the mercy of the supermarkets, so that they can negotiate with supermarkets. Knowing there's an alternative, a connected food network worldwide, that of people that know where you are, what you sell, what you're doing, your story, all of the things that Love Fresh can do, if only I can explain it to people and get them using it, and probably get it on a few different formats, Android for example. So yeah, I've had a diazepam to come out today. It does help. I don't have them for concurrent days because they're really addictive, and frankly, it's counterintuitive to be popping diazepam when, you know, I've already stopped drinking, for example. Not that I ever drank heavily, but drinking, just because when I work on my mental health or go and see someone, I don't want to have a stack of other issues that are clouding it. So I don't want to think, oh yeah, and I drink too much, or, you know, I want to have it a clear playing field. I've removed as many variables, if you like, as I can from the equation. So I'm just me, eating a bit of food and being a sad recluse, and seeing if they can help. I don't feel they can at the minute, but I'm not the expert. So just to know that other people have got experience that can be useful to me is good, and certainly more useful than talking to the odd person I do know who's had mental health problems that maybe haven't been anything like mine, apart from in name of some of the symptoms, and that can quite honestly bring you down. An old friend of mine, not a very great friend, but someone I used to be friends with, he's got in touch with me recently. The idea was to share our, you know, to chat and support and that kind of thing, but it turns out he's got a different profile, you know, a different set of experiences to me. Abused drugs and alcohol, and self-harmed, and sees his mental illness as basically terminal cancer that he's just got to live with, which I'm sure his therapist's worked with him, and that's the best way for him to see it. He's obviously got extreme and different symptoms to me. However, depression and mania might overlap in some ways. I don't think it was very helpful to me. I don't see it as terminal cancer that I've just got to learn to live with. I see it as something that is a brain fart. Like someone's messed my Rubik's Cube up and I've got to do it again, you know, make those nice coloured sides. I've got to think of it like that, because otherwise I give up. And the guy I'm talking about, he's, however much you may see it like this, he's managed to hold a career and has had support from his employers. And so we're different, very different. It's easy to grab onto opportunities to talk to someone who's had similar, well, just had mental health problems, and feel like you're going to be able to help each other, when in fact it can be destructive in some ways. So rather the experts were the ones helping me. And that was the only real social contact I've had recently, so it wasn't much help. Yeah, so maybe this is the way therapists like to look at things, you know. You've got it, you wake up and you see a news story saying people with anxiety problems live less long, and all of these things that don't cheer you up much. So just got to try and take the experts' advice and hopefully get the experts to help. I know I've filled in the forms, having put them off for a couple of weeks. So I'm waiting to hear now. They'll go off tomorrow. I struggle to keep on top of the garden still. It's frustrating after all the work I did last year to see withered tomato plants and nowhere near as much veg growing, and weeds taking over, and the lawn getting out of hand every time I don't manage to get outside for a little while. Just going to climb the fence. Climbed. But I guess probably the least of my worries is the length of the grass, although it does still, my lookout, it feels like a metaphor for my brain. Any progress, you know, if I look out and it's neat, I know that I've been outside recently. If I look out and it's a foot long, I know I've got a little bit of a mountain to climb, but the climber I must, for my own self-respect. Anyway, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Life, you know, I've working recently on just stopping thinking, why the hell's Claude still with me? Because she is, she appears to still love me. I just can't quite believe I'm very lovable when I'm so low a lot of the time and stuff, and it doesn't good, it's, you know, it's not good to be thinking like that for anyone. But it drags on, you know, it drags on. And at least if you've broken your legs or something, you've got a clear recovery path. And the way I feel at the moment, you know, it's 4 years since my first breakdown. I don't know when the end's in sight. I don't know if there is one. I don't know if I just have to adapt. Half of me yearns for the buzz around me of London, when the other half knows that just made me continuously anxious and that I wasn't able to interact with it anyway. But, you know, I literally see no one but Claude and Poppy, so the few people that I did used to chat with in London I missed. And so, yeah, just lots of things that, yeah, fuck, I'm just dwelling on it, aren't I? But, you know, getting it in the diary. Still the glimmers of hope that I will one day be well enough to listen to this all back and without feeling upset, and understand it and realise how much I've grown and developed and overcome, and taking a great deal of satisfaction from that. You know, I look forward to those days. Thankfully, I haven't tipped into the kind of person or the kind of illness that would ever make me contemplate suicide, which is something they're always concerned about in the mental health services. You know, they'll ask you about it, and I just say to them that, you know, you may find me living in a tent in a woods somewhere, catching my own food, but you're not going to find me killing myself. I'm just couldn't do it to the people that love me and people I love, and I know that it's just not something I'd ever consider, you know, whether I'm a coward or... it's just not on my radar, which I'm thankful for, you know, because I know a lot of people that have chronic depression, mental health issues, go through periods where it seems like the only way out. Maybe if I didn't distract my brain so much playing computer games that at least occupy it, I'd be more like that, but I don't know. I'm not like that, so I'm very grateful. But I'm still incapable of listening to answer machine messages or, you know, any kind of communication. I don't listen to because I don't know why, but there you go. I might as well stop this boo. It's not really going anywhere. I've not got any insights to put out or record. Would have been nice to have some sort of a consistent summer to at least convince myself for a few months that it was just the winter months I struggled in, but I don't know whether it would have made any difference. Anyway, diary note over. I'm going to throw this ball for Poppy before we head back, as it's getting fairly dark. It's probably described as dusk. The grass is quite long in this field. I'm sure she'll lose the ball the first throw, but I'll maybe give it to put her saliva on first so she can smell it. Or in fact, I'll rub my hands on it so she can smell me, my sweaty brow. Okay, diary complete, and audio boo. Again, distracts my mind for a good period. There's about 17 minutes of walking without thinking, just talking, without engaging my brain too much. So always does me good. Free flow talking, free flow thinking, free flow writing. All of those things, I think, help unravel a confused head. Anyway, let's finish it with a throw to Pops. You ready, Pops? Here she comes. You ready? Fetch. Treat ready for the first few. Here she comes. Good girl. Good girl. And say hello to Audio Boo Pops. Good girl. She doesn't chase after the ball when it's back anymore. Straight drop and then done. Anyway, night.